What's the raciest thing your child has said in public that made you want to disappear? I'm Mike, and I have a 4-year-old daughter named Ebony who has absolutely no filter. Last week, we were at the grocery store when she made me want to crawl into a hole and disappear forever. We're standing in the checkout line behind this really tall black man who's probably 6'5" and built like a basketball player. Ebony is staring at him with that intense kid stare that makes every parent nervous. I'm trying to distract her. Ebony, look at the magazine! Look at the candy! But she's completely fixated on this guy. Finally, she tugs on my shirt and says in her loudest 4-year-old voice, Daddy, why is that man so dark? The entire checkout line goes silent. I want to disappear into the floor. The man turns around with this patient smile that tells me he's dealt with curious kids before. Well, little one, that's just how God made me. Ebony nods seriously, then asks, Did God run out of the light color when he made you? I'm mortified. Ebony, that's not how, but the man starts laughing. You know what? Maybe he did. Or maybe he thought dark was more beautiful that day. Ebony considers this. I think you're right. Dark is prettier, like chocolate. Thank you, sweetheart. I think we're in the clear, but Ebony's not done. Are you made of chocolate? No, honey, I'm made of the same stuff you are. But you look like chocolate. The really good kind that mommy hides from me. The man is cracking up now. Well, I do love chocolate. Ebony gets excited. Me too. We have so much in common. I'm starting to relax, thinking maybe this isn't so bad. Then Ebony asks, Can I lick you to see if you taste like chocolate? Ebony! The entire line bursts into laughter. The man is doubled over. Sweetie, I don't taste like chocolate. I just look like it. Ebony looks disappointed. That's false advertising. False advertising? Yeah. Mommy says that's when something looks like one thing, but it's really something.